Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the Sussex Cricket Museum podcasts. We're at Hove today in the First Central County Ground in my favourite location, the George Cox Memorial Garden. Today we've had a visit from Hollywood Cricket Club. That's Hollywood LA. They've come to see the museum, but one of the members of the Hollywood Cricket Club, who I want to welcome today, Nadeem Yusuf Khan. Hello, Nadeem.
Hello.
Hello. Now, Nadeem, you play for the Hollywood Cricket Club, but you've also got a special mention from Wisden, haven't you? Can you tell us about that, Nadeem?
Yes. My name is Nadeem Yusuf. I started my first-class cricket at the age of 17 when Hanif Mohammad was playing his last match in Pakistan. I had my background in one of the great school, St. Lawrence School. I studied there at school, college cricket. Then I played first-class cricket in Pakistan from 1975 till 88. And then I had honour to get a record 10th wicket partnership, which is 196. And I was becoming the first ever Pakistani to score a double century after falling on. And Hanif Mohammad did it in Bridgetown, Barbados in 1958 against West Indies. And Imtiaz Ahmed did it in Bombay 1951. So, and the other record was 10th wicket partnership, which is 196, unbeaten. And that's my partner, Maqsood Kundi. And he was the first ever to score a 100 at number 11. So we did the three records over there. And I played 72 first-class matches in Pakistan, and I should be playing for Pakistan. I got a good chance to play in 1975, 83, 84. But I was carrying on playing it. But one time I thought, you know, this is my cricket career is not going anywhere. So I started playing in England. So luckily, when I came to England in 1977, I started in Bolton League. And then went to Durham. Durham was in the minor county that time. So I knew straight away that Durham will produce the good cricketers because they're very strong-minded people there. Mm-hmm. And they're close to Yorkshire. So the history was there. And now you can see Durham is the producing one of the greatest cricketers from there. And I played almost about 13 years. I started Bolton League, Durham League. Then I went to North Lancashire League. Which is Cumbria was a minor counties, mm-hmm. and North Lancashire League, which compared with, I had my wonderful time there. And that time when I did my record in 81, 82 season, and 3 years I've been in Lancashire League. Then I moved to Scotland. So people talk about the, you know, when the cricket is England, but I went to Scotland. There's a good cricketers, all the former cricketers who played for Pakistan and for New Zealand, they all used to come and play in Scotland. So there's a good standard of cricket. It was called, in that league, I played 4 years. Then I came down, then when I see this, my cricket's not going anywhere in Pakistan. So I settled down in London. So London, I try playing with the Middlesex County League. But I was 30. I say it's no fair to other people. If I stayed in England, I should have qualified for England by that time. But I said no. Then I moved to, then I played with Greg Matthews, former Australian all-rounder. I used to play with him in Lancashire League. North Lancashire League. He was playing for Whitehaven. Right. So we had a good conversation with him. I said, Nadeem, why didn't you come over? I said, my Pakistan season and England season, they clashed. So when I finished my cricket in Pakistan, then I got a chance. So I went to Australia. And on the way, I went through California, because from California, you have to take a flight to go to Sydney. So one of my friends, I used to play former cricketer. He said, you know, we have got a beautiful grounds in California. I said, are you sure? He said, yes. And we're having those tournament. Why don't you come and join us? So I went there. When I saw the grounds, beautiful four grounds made by the turf wickets, you know, proper wicket like this. I said, how come they have those grounds? So if you remember David Niven, the old actor, yes. So a lot of British actors and English actor there. So they're always looking for cricket. Right. So they got a ground over there. So David Niven put on his will that these grounds only for cricket. So Los Angeles County take care of those grounds.
Right.
And then I played cricket, my competitive cricket, because it's like in California, proper cricket grounds, proper wickets and everything. And all the people from all around the world were there. And we getting those Americans baseball, getting there. But if you know the history, you know, if you know the history is all about, it's baseball came from cricket. And American football, they talk about American football all the time they have in their hand. But when the only time they kick it, they said American football. But it came from rugby. So everything what the English did, they went anti against them. The baseball, we have two bases, they got three bases. Now, everybody talking about cricket, baseball cricket. So it happens. So I went there. See, when you come back from that part of the world and when you see this happening, and it's a lot of history. If you know the history of playing among the countries was Canada and America in 1844 in Philadelphia. If you go and see the records in there, so you'll see about it. So Bradman, when Sir Donald Bradman went through Canada, when they used to go by ship, so it's a beautiful ground in Canada also. So I thought, you know, just come back. So I came back from Australia and England. I said, you, I'm going to America. So cricket was there. My life, livelihood, all my life, I did cricket. And that's why my whole is to find talent cricket and put them in the right place. So from 1919 till 2000, we played competitive cricket and everything. Then I met David Sentence. I mean, he's from England too. So he's got a lot of history about cricket and everything. So we worked together to find talent in the different places. In Los Angeles, you know, some of the places you can't go after night. Mm. So we took out some cricketers, make them cricket to come and play cricket in Woodley. And British Airways sponsors us. So they used to come every year to play cricket here. So it's like a noble thing to do, to bring those disturbed kids. You know, if you know that part of America, yes, a lot of disturbances. So we thought, you know, cricket is the best game. They have a patience. Mm-hmm. They can go and see, explore the world. And that's what... So I hat off to David Sentence. With him, I work. You know, always me and David Sentence work together on the promotion of cricket there. So then in 2002, then I went back to Pakistan. No, went to Sharjah, because Sharjah was building up the cricket, yes, in 1977. And look at them in the Asian countries now, everything cricket have. Then 2005, I came back... to London. I was in London. So one of my friends who's playing for Appleby Fordingham Yorkshire Premier League. So I was currently playing cricket and carrying on playing cricket. I said, it's the best time to do. So they invite me for Appleby Fordingham Cricket Club to play in Yorkshire Premier League. And then time, Adil Rashid, Johnny Bairstow, and Roots, they were playing for Yorkshire Academy, right. And the umpire now, David Cattleborough, now he's umpiring. Yes. I played against him also, right. So then I have a good history there, because 3 years I played, then I can see the Yorkshire cricket very strong, very very strong, you know. And a lot of history about it. You know, I met Sir Freddie Truman in 1981-82, invite them for prize distribution in Lake District, which I love it over there, because when I used to study back home in Pakistan, there's a William Wordsworth used to be there, and then right. And then time, and then I met then I have a good time over there. Then I'm so when I came back 2005, I was working on like a student exchange program. See if you like, we're sending the kids out from here to Australia and New Zealand and other places, rather than send them out to the Asian countries so they can adopt themselves. See, every time we talk about it, oh, the different conditions. So we adopted other countries, the people who come and adopted here. Look at the county cricket circuit. People come from South Africa, come from Australia, come from Pakistan, India, and all. They come and adopt themselves straight away. But my kids here, I always said from the start, rather than having a private school or public school, have a state school cricket. See, if you go and see in our part of the world, the average age who play test cricket is about 18, 19. Mm. But here, at that time, you have to wait till 30 years. Right. 30 years, is time is declining it. So 18, so whoever plays at the age of 17, 18, look at Ian Botham played for a long time. Mm. David Gower played for a long time. Mm. Because they started at a younger age. Younger. So that's what we, and Ben Stoke came from my place in Workington. His father was a rugby professional coach, and Ben Stoke was there when I left Workington, and then I found out about it. One of the club, Kokoma, they used to play in Cumbria. He come from there, and one of my best friend who give his whole life for cricket is, when I met him in 78, I should mention him, Arthur Brown. Right. He's give his whole life for cricket, and he's the one who did everything for me, and he invited me to work Workington. So people who nobly they work in their life, they never come up in front, but they just do on the back go, like unsung heroes they are. So I admire them, what they did, and the finding talent. So that's the same thing which what my teachers give it to us, you know. Yeah, I'm carrying on this. So that's why I came back in 2019. I got my foundation in Pakistan, and I'm working in those remote areas. You know, this is a talent. Yes. You can find everything. And David Sentence went to with the Hollywood team to Pakistan for their visit last year. They went there, and he was amazed about it when he went there and see all the British history there, all the English grounds are there, all the way to up north. So universities and everything there. So that's why I came back into 2019. Right. Yeah. And now I'm based in Yorkshire.
Right.
So anytime anybody need me, I'm there for them. And I'll do some men's forum, and also playing for Yorkshire 60 plus, and I'm doing umpiring in Craveling, which is 120 years old. And this is what my passion, to come back and do it.
Right. That's great, Nadeem. So you've been all over the world with cricket.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned earlier a couple of players that have played for Sussex, famously, Imran Khan and Mushtaq Ahmed.
Yeah.
So you've played with them?
Yeah. I started with Imran Khan when he came back in 1975, after finishing here, and then he moved to Pakistan. So the first match we played with people who already played Test cricket and cricketers, young cricketer who serve the Pakistan cricket. So I was honored to be with them, and there were people who played for Pakistan, like Asif Iqbal used to play for Kent, Zahir Abbas from Gloucester, Sadiq Muhammad, and you name all these Test cricketers. And then Javed Miandad and we started at the same time.
As I say, Javed Miandad played for Sussex as well.
Yeah.
So you were in a similar age and era when you played together.
Exactly.
Have you got many memories of Mushtaq Ahmed, who famously helped win the championship for Sussex in 2003?
Yes, I have good memories. When he started his Test debut in Multan, he was playing for Multan, I was playing for my bank. So one of the three Eli brothers and Mushtaq Ahmed came over, and he played the first class match. I remember he was only 16 years old, and he was he's just like Abdul Qadir, one of the greatest all-rounder. So he became from there. From there, Mushtaq Muhammad, he played first class cricket against me. His debut started against us, and then look at him where he went from there. So he was a smart cricketer in his own time. But look at him, he come to the county, and look at his give so many to the Sussex County.
That's right. Yeah, no. And you've got with you today a copy of the Yellow Cricketer's Bible, known as Wisden, 1986, I think. So you appear in that edition of Wisden?
Yeah, I appear when I did my record, I did in 81, 82. So from 83, I think when the Wisden, they complete everything, they come next year. So like 83, from 83 till 2002, my mention, the 10th wicket partnership. And my record, which is for Pakistan, and the Pakistan, when they came into being, when they got a test status, I was the first ever Pakistani to score a double century after falling on, like in the county cricket in the first class.
Right.
So after falling on, I've become the first ever to score a double century after falling on. So Hanif Muhammad, the great little master, he did in Barbados, Bridgetown Barbados, when he batted for a long time for 999 minutes, and he scored 337 not out in the second inning. And that time, you know, when the Gary Shaw was in our Wisley Hall, Charlie Griffith and everybody there, no thigh pad, nothing, then he stayed for 99. So that's why he's got a little master. And then the other person who did for Pakistan is Imtiaz Ahmed, the wicketkeeper batsman in 50s, 60s. Right. He did against Bombay in Bombay. So I was the first ever to score a double century after falling on. And Maqsood Kundi, who was playing with me at number 11, and he tore India first time when they have a relation back with India and Pakistan. He went with the Pakistan 19 team to India. And he played there, and he came back, and he playing for my team. So he came at number 11. Then he became the first ever Pakistani to score a 100 at number 11. So we got three records.
Right.
And I was going for my world record, but my captain said, you know, just declare you're going to win it. I said, I've always been a team player. I've never been like going for records and anything. But this is a good opportunity to go for the world record, because I got 20 overs and 1 hour. But my captain said, we're going to win it. I said, okay, just go for a win it. So I've always been a team player.
Well done. Mm. So if our listeners want to check this out, you need to look in the 1986 edition of Wisden.
Wisden.
And have a look for Nadeem Yusuf Khan.
Just look for Nadeem Yusuf, but the Khan they have there. So if you can see Nadeem Yusuf, it'll be there.
Right.
And if you can see in the other book, which is the 10th Wicket Partnership record, you can see it's all there. See, Hanif Muhammad, record is there. And then there's a cricket milestone in there.
So this is in a book called The Cricketer Book of Cricket Milestones. And Nadeem appears in that as well. So you've had a fantastic career. And what are you doing at the moment then, Nadeem, up in Yorkshire? You still doing some cricket training and practicing?
I'm doing it, everything, because what we taught back home, and I'm doing the same thing. You know, we like to give it back to the community as well. So I'm so lucky. I'm so honored to be here in England, because England, which my foundation brought from England, from Pakistan, because my study was in one of the best school, Roman Catholic school. I studied there and I played for them. Then I came back, and I've always my wish to play for Pakistan and play for England also. But sometimes you have to sacrifice a few things in that, you know. I sacrificed myself, and I'm pretty sure I was supposed to play for Pakistan. I had a good chance in 79 when I did the record. I got shown 83, I had a good chance, and 84 that were a good chance to play for Pakistan. And Imran was looking for me. Imran Khan was looking for the people, like, you know, daring people who just go and do the things. And but there's a lot of, you know, it's like a childhood friend, Javed Mehdad. We started at the same time when we started. We used to go to the cricket ground together. We used to go in a 3 buses change and everything. We go, I mean, when you play together, I'll give the example of Sachin Tendulkar and Vinod Kambli. Mm-hmm. See, they both started in school cricket, and they had a world record for the school. So that's the same time Vinod Kambli and Sachin Tendulkar. And my time was Javed Mehdad and me, and they were telling this, you know, they'll be the future cricketer of Pakistan. But where's Javed Mehdad end up? Where's Nadeem Yusuf end up? You know it. You can analyze those things. But the thing is, when the Pakistan came into big, there's a clash between Lahore and Karachi. Mm-hmm. So when we played against, like, you know, like you play Ashes series, always a, you know, always there. So Lahore and Karachi, when we play city, always a competitive then. And then I won so many matches for Karachi as well. They televised the match and everything. So Lahore is a headquarter. So when everybody sees me, how I play my cricket for 72 years, 72 first class matches, with 2,500 runs, 130 wickets, 150 wickets, and almost 100 catches. So I was a complete package of all-rounder as a batting all-rounder. Right. For my team, they don't give me bat, so I used to go at number 8. So when you go at number 8, when you get 40 not out, the people can say, oh, how are you going to hit number 8? Mm-hmm. So when I got a chance, this big chance, so once in a lifetime, you got a chance to hold the records. Mm-hmm. So thank God, my name in become one of the legend cricketers from all time is there. Right. So I'm very honored to be that my record is there. Then I came back in 2019 to the senior team, Pakistan team. Then I joined Derbyshire 60-plus team. Richard Merriman was a captain for Derbyshire County. Now he's England 60-plus captain. So I played for Derbyshire. Right. And when I was in Lancashire, then I moved to Yorkshire now. Because Yorkshire, I love it. Because Yorkshire is, if you talk about the cricket in Yorkshire, if you see in Australia how many clubs they have, the same amount of clubs in Yorkshire. Yorkshire is a big cricket. And I admire Mr. Fraser Tooman. Dickie Bird, Brian Close, Ray Illingworth, and they produce so many legend cricketers over there. But the mindset of Yorkshire cricketers is the same like back home in Pakistan, like Imran Khan and we all Pashtun people, but just straightforward, that's all. We are very blunt about it. So that's why I just moved there, and I'm really happy to be there. I'm promoting cricket on a grassroots level. I'm getting all the communities there as well. So I'm close to Bradford, it's called Keighley, which is Yorkshire Dale, which is love it because I was in Lake District. Right. So same. And I'm so happy that I'm back here and bring back the community together. And hopefully I'm going to bring those, because I know Adil Rashid, when he started as a little lad, he's become world class. David Bairstow and all everything. So Yorkshire's cricket, they can produce a lot of cricketers. So that's why I'm based there. And from there, it's my chance to, you know, go and to the Yorkshire County and other, finding talent in different. And I see so many good English cricketers, which were very talented, and I told them, just go and explore the other countries. If you see now, the next 10 years, we'll see the countries in Asian countries, and I'll tell you, China will take over everything in every sports. I can tell you, they will take every sports. And these old Pashtun people from Afghanistan, from Pakistan, up north, which I work there, and they are natural talented cricketers. And that's the same like Africans who comes over the world here, and you can see in football and other places, who's playing there.
And of course, at the minute, cricket's being talked about, franchises in the USA.
Yeah, and that's what I said 20 years ago. And I tell my English people and other people who are in Florida, I said, look, cricket is going to be... they didn't give a notice to it. But now, the Asians who went there, all the Asian people for when there, they have every state, and their kids want to play cricket. So we started the cricket in school, college, university. So American College, which David Sanders started. So it's happening now. And all these franchisees are coming over, and ICC want to invest the money there. But I told ICC, if you want to promote cricket in US, you can't work with this $30 million or those. You need billions of dollars to invest in every state, right? Right. It's not that you know, just have a one tournament and you walk away from it. America is a country, which I like about it, that whatever you want to do it, they will do it. Mm. They are very positive about it. So English is already, we went there to there. Mm. Now it's up to England. Now to go and promote, go in all level to go and promote cricket as well. So we did our job, you know, grassroots level we did it. Now it's exploding everything. What I said, you know, start something like a longer version cricket, they know about it. They don't know about it. So you just start shorter version cricket. Now even baseball, you see, the kids were standing with the gloves. They play 13 innings. So if they don't get anything in their hands, they get bored. So they cut down these innings now. So shorter version, they do it. And I said in 1979 in Pakistan, when Ramadan and we all fast, so said, let's do something. So we started shorter version cricket of 2020. So 2020 start in Pakistan. In Ramadan, we all test cricket, former cricket, we played together in the pastime. And then there were 20,000 people who used to come and watch cricket. So shorter version cricket, I had my mind. So when I went to America, I said, let's start shorter version cricket, we'll go. So now it's big time happening. So investment coming in, everybody coming in, and let's all we promote, and especially the cricket come from England, and this is their, this is what the history is there. You have to carry on from there. Like Australia is coming, New Zealand coming, India is coming, everybody's coming in. Let's make good cricket. Now it's like US Open happening. Now in Florida, we got a big proper cricket ground. Fort Lauderdale, they spent $40 million and made a proper cricket ground now. And I made some grounds in Orlando also. Orlando, one of the company which I was working with them. His name is Mac Qureshi. He's got Cricket Council USA. We did it. Now we got US Open happening. Everybody want to go and get a career out of it in America. So it's everything paid off now.
So just before we go on to the Hollywood Cricket Club, you played in Lahore when you were in Pakistan.
No, I played for Karachi.
Karachi. And you were a batsman, bowler mainly. What would you describe?
I was an all-rounder.
All-rounder.
Batting right. All-rounder.
Right, okay.
But in my team, there was too many batsmen there, so they never get a chance to go up. But because being a left-hander, I should get an advantage to be going in the top order. But they never. But always my I was a batting all-rounder, so left-hand batsman, because my brother wanted to be like a Gary Sobers. So I become a left-hand batsman. So I met him, honored to meet him in 96 in California. We invited him. So from Southern California, can you imagine, we bought Sir Gary Sobers, Graham Gooch, Viv Richard, Michael Holding, and all the personalities, Sunil Gavaskar, they all came over. And when they saw the ground, and they were so excited about it. And we did the series in 1999, India versus Australia series, one day series. We did three matches they played. When Adam Gilchrist was captain, and Lakshman was captain there. So whoever come to California, they find it. And Botham was there, and all these former cricketers there. So they love it over there.
And it's just moving on to the Hollywood Cricket Club, where you've also played. Now, the link between Sussex and the Hollywood Cricket Club is obviously Sir Aubrey Smith.
Yes.
Who set it up in 1932 with, I think, $30,000 at that time. And a clubhouse was built and a stadium was allocated at Griffith Park in Burbank.
Burbank, it's underneath the sign of Hollywood. If you go there, and it's an honor to go and see that ground we all play. They started from there, and then after David Nevin, when he got that, and we got a proper cricket ground which is doing in California. So Hollywood is always a connections. You know, like all these, we played against, we did some charity matches for Ringo Starr, and we did it, the matches like Lou Ferrigno, remember that Incredible Hulk. So all these actors from British, and even Sean Connery, he's Scottish, you know that, so he was in there. So Hollywood is a like in India, the Bollywood. So Hollywood, there's all the connection there. So if you see Mel Gibson, he's from Australia.
Right.
Do you know that? He's from Australia. So when the Australian English are there, they always look for the cricket over there.
Right.
So it's Hollywood cricket. They started in long time ago. So they are carrying on doing it. Right. So now it's Hollywood. They go all over the world to play cricket and promote. And in fact, they're going to different countries, like in Mexico, the other South American countries. They're going playing cricket, like here. And if a good advantage now in Europe, they are not playing cricket because a lot of Europeans want to play cricket. They're all over who comes over. Holland, they have a good structure of cricket. Now, Spain, they have some casual tournaments. You know, a lot of team goes from here to Europe just to have cricket. The same thing, the history, a lot of history about Americans in the Hollywood cricket. And
you mentioned just now a famous name, David Niven, who played for the Hollywood Cricket Club. And I think there's a story that they used to play on a Sunday afternoon. This is obviously well before your time. But crashes were frequent on Sunset Boulevard because the drivers became distracted by the sight of white flannels and blazers and playing on the football ground of UCLA. So do you still play at that ground or have you moved now?
No, we moved from there, from UCLA, because we only got a proper cricket ground now. So we, Hollywood now, they're playing in Woodley Park, which is proper there, you know, the structure there. All the teams, they have four grounds, so everybody use it. So Hollywood now, first they started in Griffith Park and then go to the other side of it. Now just properly they're playing in Woodley now.
Right. I don't know if it's true, but I read that the original ground was used now as an equestrian centre and the pavilion still exists, but is used as a wedding reception area. Is that
correct? Yes, at the moment, yeah, because once we got a proper ground now, and now they're using it, utilising those things. But it's a lot of history, if you see, it's, you know, when the British went there and all over America. And you know that, I mentioned you about, you know, and Philadelphia, they were the first ever cricket ground they built by the British over there. So 1844, then Canada and America, they came and played cricket. First ever, the country, then Ashes series started. So I'd love to have you come over there and we can visit you a lot of places. And David Sentence will be there to guide you. And he David Sentence wrote a book. I didn't bought it today because he's ran out of the books. So he wrote a book about American cricket from 1710 till 2010. So he'll be the great connection for you. I mean, he give his old service. I think he honored to get an OBE from England, what he did, you know. But he's a humble, down-to-earth person, and he never want to show what he did. That's people are there. So that's why I push David all the time. David, what are you doing? It's amazing to bring a live cricket in there and bring all the people from the different part of the world and bring them all together and do it. So hats off to David Sentence. And now he brought the team from America. The people come from Boston, they come from other places, they want to go and tour. Now they tour and they're playing cricket and they were amazed, they want to come back again. So this is what this is all is about. It's paid off you in the long run, you have to do. But you have to recognize those people who thankless. Some people want to do it for nothing, for fame or nothing, for money. They're just a pure passion for cricket and the love of cricket. They give a time to it. Because in England, when it's really, I just hat off to the people when it's a time-consuming cricket. But I see the connections everywhere there, the family things. That's what I like it. But now if you see, 100 started, everybody's saying about 100. Now look at the 100, big time happening. It's going to be big, more than big than 2020 cricket, 100s. Because all the families are coming. Like in the 60s, used to be John Play League, Gillett Cup, and one day cricket used to be happens. And then all the families are there. That's what you want. In America, if you see about American, every sports, they start 6 o'clock in weekdays. On a weekend, they play on a daytime. So there's the best things to bring all the family together and everything. Because we have the summer, big summer and everything, that's where you're going to do it.
So very much like the T20 competition here and the 100, you're a 100 fan.
Exactly.
And I think originally, Aubrey Smith asked for the grass to be brought across from the UK. So obviously you're not playing at that location now, but have you got a good wicket where you're playing now?
Yeah, they're playing good cricket and they're preparing it. We're getting those professionals, professional groundsmen, professionals who make wickets. Because a lot of qualified groundsmen and they're making wickets are going there and they're making the whole ground. If you go to where is Houston?
Right.
Proper cricket ground, they're making. They brought some professionals, you know, groundsmen who make wickets and everything. So that's happening there in Houston. Already Florida, they got a ground which I mentioned you that in Fort Lauderdale, they got a proper cricket ground, they made it there. So it's a proper cricket happening with the turf wickets and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Rory Burns from Surrey has gone out to join one of the US leagues, hasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Rory Burns gone out there. And then the other person, quite a few England, they're going out playing there because IPL is going there.
Yep.
So what IPL franchisee going there, so they're doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. So they're getting all the players from the whoever the contract they are with them, they're going and playing cricket there. And now currently this Shahid Afridi already retired, but he went and played cricket. So he's all the cricketer who's retired is still going there and promote cricket and going there. It's you know, big... It's a big thing happening in America now. I'm very happy to see this happening now. Mm. But the credit goes to those people who give their life for cricket over there. And David Sentence, I think he mentioned a lot of good people who work in that time. Mm. So he's just trying to get everybody together. And the people who come, one of the guys, his name is Lala, we call him, and he's 81. And Bala, and still 81, is playing cricket. He come with a tour now. He's in England. He came over and played yesterday, and he was amazed. 81 years old, and he's just carrying on playing cricket. But this is what we living all the life for it, living and breathing in everything. West Indian, you know, wherever is the cricket, there they are there. So that's natural favorite cricketers there.
Now, in the past, in Aubrey Smith's time, the Hollywood Cricket Club had well, it's a star cast list, isn't it? Boris Karloff, who played Frankenstein, Nigel Bruce, who played Dr. Watson in 14 Sherlock Holmes films, Errol Flynn, Laurence Olivier, apart from David Niven, who we've already mentioned. Now, apparently, Laurence Olivier, who has connections with Brighton because he lived in a Regency house in Brighton, apparently, I'm told that on his arrival in Hollywood in 1933, he went to his hotel and on the bed, he found a pair of flannels in his hotel room with a note that net practice was to begin at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I think he had to turn up to that.
Exactly. I mean,
do you still have some famous names, some actors playing in the Hollywood Cricket Club?
Not at the moment they're playing. Before that, you used to play some of the actors. I remember that even when I told you that Lou Ferrigno used to play a little cricket then. We taught different cricketers over there to play cricket. Mel Gibson come and watch cricket there. But at the moment, Hollywood, they are so busy doing it. But usually they come and they connect with the people and they're playing cricket over there. Yeah.
And they also had Elizabeth Taylor. I think she did some cream teas at one time.
Exactly. Elizabeth Taylor and his husband, Richard Burton, is from England. Yeah.
Okay.
So he's from, I think he's from Wales. Is he? He's born in Wales.
I think he was, yes.
English connection there. So whenever you see the Hollywood, there's all of the connections there. So all the people, they come in, they watch and they want to play cricket. And some of the we brought the guests with us. They never played cricket in their life. They're enjoying it with us in our tour. So and learning everything about cricket.
That's fantastic. And I think yesterday you were playing cricket just down the road at a famous cricket ground in Hampshire, weren't you?
Hampshire, there's a club named Hamilton. Yeah. And it's a lot of history. When I went there and I see, whenever I go to the club, I watch the history. There's a lot of history and they put all these cricket gears you used to play that time, and the bats that time they do it. It's beautiful to see. See, that's what I want. I want when the cricketers come from all part of the world, from different part of the world, come and see the history of cricket, where they come from and where they organize cricket and everything. A lot of history. Mm. So when they want to know the history about cricket, where they come from, everything, that'll be exciting for them also.
That's right. Mm. So have you been to Hove before today's visit, Nadeem?
No, this is the first time I'm coming in, and because of... Imran Khan, just pray for him. Whatever happens to him, it shouldn't be happening in the first place. But he's doing for the betterment for the whole world to do it. But you know, it's like a person come out. You know, there's so many former legend cricket, former sportsman like Muhammad Ali, what he did for civil rights movement, and then Muhammad Ali Clay, Pele, and all. And this what his goal is all about, to have a better world. So everybody should be share equal light. I mean, you know, because he's in Sussex and before history and everything. So he's been a role model for everybody in his lifetime. What he did for cricket and for Pakistan. When he got this team, when he had this team, and he's playing, when he won the World Cup, nobody was saying that how are you going to World Cup, but his beliefs is always in belief that, you know, positive and just move forward in the life. And that's what he, why he come to the politics. Nobody want to come into politics. He came for politics just because when he see this situation, what happening in Pakistan, because he was a star, he was an icon, he had no problem. He went from here, Sussex, to the country. When he went to the country and when he saw this, what happened? Actually, it was when his mother was dying of his cancer. So when he go to the hospital, when he see this, that as soon as Imran Khan comes, they give a treatment differently. But he think about what happened to the other people who don't have opportunity. So that time he said, you know, I'm going to, when his father passed, when his mother passed away, then he started the Shaukat Khanam Hospital, cancelled, one of the best hospitals she did. So we all have to think about, you know, what this, and especially the sportsmen, they make connections everywhere. So when they come to the politics, Imran doesn't mean to come to politics, just he want to be like one better country for everybody. And everybody should be shared things together. And look at what's happening in the situation at the whole world at the moment. So we should all pray together, and then what the natural disaster happening shouldn't be happening in the first place. But cricket is a game. The legends who come all over the world and they contribute towards cricket, got to think about where our direction going through. So it's lovely to have those grounds and lovely to have a history in there. And I want to see this, the future of cricket is looking bright all over the world. And I thank God the cricket went from England all over the world.
Well, Nadeem, it's been great talking to you. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of our listeners who will also be praying for a safe exit for Imran Khan in Pakistan. But it's been terrific hearing your memories of cricket around the world and what you've done for cricket. And I'm sure there'll be some of our listeners who will be searching out the 1986 Wisden from the back of their bookshelves to look up your statistics. So Nadeem's just opening up now, and it's on page
145
for those listeners that want to check it out. And it's Nadeem Youssef. So thanks very much for talking to us today, Nadeem.
Thank you very much for having me, and express my career of my cricket and everything. I'm just pray to Almighty God to let me carry on doing it, what I'm doing it, because I have to answer somebody up there. So what do you do for humanity? So humanity is the way, and the cricket is the way that you get everything there. So my goal is just like other people who've done it, you know, like Mother Teresa, who's doing for selfless people are doing it all around the world. For charities, the other things. So charities begin from home. So that's what we learn. So love by your neighbors and look after each other, and then share things together. And it's a wonderful world if you look into
that's
it.
Right.
And I thank you very much for having me here. And I express my great feeling that I'm here, and it's sometimes I get very emotional about it. I'm an emotion person. If you're not emotional, that you're not a human being. So you've got to take care of, like we take care of the animals, so you have to take care of the human beings and share things together. It'll be benefit everybody.
Right.
And it's a good future for England also, a good future for the cricket and all over the world. Let's we have a make a better world for everyone. Thank you very much for having me.
That's terrific. And just before we end, I'll just say to Nadeem that we're sitting, I'm pointing to the George Cox Memorial Garden notice. So before you disappear, Nadeem, do have a look in Wisden. George Cox was a famous player for Sussex, and you can check out his records in Wisden, I'm sure.
Definitely. I'm looking everything. I look for the, because I collect all the books and look at the histories of things and the people who do it. And definitely go and look at it. But this is my old goal. I collect a lot of books now. I'm going to make my own library with the cricket and everything. I collect all the books in Yorkshire. So that's my dream to come back. So one room just going to be all the crickets and everything, all the memorial, everything is what he had. And when the tourists are going to come, and I'm going to show them and show them to this different ground, like Yorkshire Headley ground, Lancashire ground, with a lot of history there. They love to come and watch the cricket, and plus they would go around and see how cricket being playing here.
Okay, Nadeem, that's fantastic. Thanks very much. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, please like us, and the new podcasts will drop into your inbox as and when they're released. But for now, it's goodbye from the First Central County Ground in Hove.